Good morning. Today we have a recap of our weekly topic. This is Parshas Toldos, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which means typically living in the land of Israel. It was based on the pasuk that Yitzchak Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gur Ba'aretz Hazos, live in this land, etc. And the pasuk continues, Ki lecha ulezaracha eten es kol haratzos ha'el, because it will give you and your descendants all of these lands. So that is the mitzvah that we are talking about, that Yitzchak was told, live in the land, mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. According to most poskim, it is a mitzvah midoraisa. You get a kiyum of an asay, a positive commandment to live in the land of Israel, even at a time of galus. So despite that, the Rambam does not bring this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he codifies the Taryag Mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs. He doesn't list it. And there the Ramban disagrees and says that in fact, living in the land of Israel is a mitzvah aseh, a positive commandment from the Torah to live in the land. And he says three fundamental points, that the obligation is to conquer the land and live there. That is point number one. Number two is that both of those components exist for all future generations. And number three, it's not simply an obligation on the klal, on all of Israel as a whole, but each individual has this obligation. And despite the fact that the Rambam leaves that mitzvah out, most of the poskim follow the Ramban, that indeed there is a mitzvah midoraisa to live in the land of Israel, continuing until today and for all generations. Such an important point. The Pnei Yeshua points out, there's a Gemara and Ksubas, there are actually a number of Chazals that discuss the beauty and importance of living in the land of Israel. But the Pnei Yeshua says as follows, when Chazals say that somebody who lives in the land of Israel is living without sin, that does not mean that somebody who lives here, even if they're not a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, is living without sin. That's not the concept. It says, he says as follows, it's talking about somebody who lives in the land in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, somebody who lives here in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and also so that the land of Israel, the merit of his living here, would protect him from sinning. Accordingly, such an individual, if he slips on occasion, his Yetzer Hara overcomes him, because he has the merit of living in the land of Israel, that will cause him to regret that sin and be chozer b'tshuva. However, if somebody just happens to live in the land of Israel, or somebody is mezalzel, disgraces the kedusha of the land, that certainly has no protective force. In fact, Bnei Yeshua says we apply to that person, Vatavo v'titam u'esarti, you have come and you have made impure my land. When it comes to the various reasons for this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, some of the reasons are in order to fulfill the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz, the special mitzvahs that only exist in the land of Israel, like trumas and maisras and shmita, etc., that only exists here, so we have an additional mitzvah to live here, so we can fulfill the mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz. Or is it because of the special kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Or is it because we should be closer to the Makom HaMikdash where the Shechina is? Or is it because Avram Avinu was promised the land? We have various reasons for doing this mitzvah. And then we discussed as well, is it a greater mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim, in the city of Yerushalayim, over other places in the land of Israel? So in fact, the Chasam Sofer says, indeed it is. There is a bigger mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim, greater than other cities in Eretz Yisrael. And he brings the Mishnah from Ksubas as a proof. The Mishnah there talks about if there are two spouses and they live outside the land of Israel, that each can force the other to move to the land of Israel. And if not, a get is forced. And in fact, if it's the woman who wants to move to Israel and the man does not, he's forced to give her a get and pay out her ksuva. And that Mishnah continues and said, and if they live in the land of Israel, one can force the other to move to Yerushalayim, and the same thing happens. If not, that force is a get, and if it's the woman that wants to move to Yerushalayim and the husband doesn't, he needs to give her a get and pay out the ksuba. So we see there that moving to Yerushalayim in particular, we're talking about the Ir HaAtikah, the old city, that is on a higher level than living in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So the next question that we discussed is this still a mitzvah today? And are there some exemptions that apply that the people don't have to move to the land of Israel? So in fact, We said that there are a number of exemptions brought in the Rishonim and the Achronim, starting with Tosfos, who says that it's a Sakanas Durachim. If there is a Sakanas Durachim, if it's dangerous to travel there, then an exemption exists, and that's discussed in the Poskim. How about if there is danger in the land, and what's considered danger, then would that exemption still apply? The next thing we discussed is there are poskim who are of the view that because we cannot be careful, it's difficult to be careful to do the mitzvos hatluyas ba'aretz, and there are associated punishments with not doing it properly, that would be an exemption as well. The third example of an exemption is if somebody can earn a parnasa more easily in chutzlarts, but in Eretz Yisrael would have a difficult time doing so, that would be an exemption. And number four is if somebody is learning well and has a rav that he consults with, and he has a strong relationship with a rav, and it would be difficult to replace that when moving to Israel, that would be an exemption. Also, he brought another exemption. If you have somebody who is running a Talmud Torah, he's running a Jewish school or a Melamed, he has somebody who's making a tremendous contribution to Klal Yisrael, and it has to be done, then you can't find an appropriate replacement, then that person would not have would be exempted from going and possibly would not be permitted to move to the land of Israel. Our next question then is, what are the gedarim? What are the guidelines for doing the mitzvah and not? And as an initial matter, the Igros Moshe says that this mitzvah of living in the land of Israel is not an absolute obligation. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, because if that were the case, everyone in Chutz La'aretz would be being mevata, would be nullifying a mitzvah's asay. He says that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, an absolute obligation, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis, that if somebody lives in the land, they fulfill a mitzvah, but not that there's an absolute obligation to do the mitzvah. And when it came to the question of if you have to live in the land permanently, or how about if you go visit? How about if you go to yeshiva for a year or 2 or 3 years or a number of years, or somebody has a business trip that he makes there, wants to go on a tiyul to the land, are you able to fulfill the mitzvah short of moving here permanently? So the Shilte HaKiburim said no. It's only someone who lives in the land. But if somebody who is here with the intention of returning to Chutz La'aretz, he cannot fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That is the classic view of most poskim, that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means living in the land of Israel. Nonetheless, there is a minority view. Amongst them is the Mishnah Halachas of Menashe Klein that says even in the Shita of the Ramban, who discusses the mitzvah exhaustively, even in the Shita of the Ramban, he explains that you can simply go to the land of Israel for a visit and fulfill the mitzvah. Most poskim, again, don't agree with that. They say the Ramban would require living in Israel permanently. But nonetheless, Mishnah Halachas says that in every instant, every minute that you're in the land of Israel, you fulfill a mitzvah's asay. And he brings a parallel to putting on tefillin, that the mitzvah of tefillin is indeed putting it on the entire day. Wearing the tefillin the entire day is the mitzvah. Nonetheless, we wear it a shorter amount of time. We put it on just for Shachris. And nonetheless, we fulfill the mitzvah from the Torah to wear the tefillin for whatever amount of time we wear it. And he says the same thing applies with the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have to be that somebody's living here permanently. Somebody, even for a short amount of time, can be here and fulfill the mitzvah on a d'oraisa level. And the last discussion that we had is, how about when it comes to buying an apartment of the land of Israel, does that fulfill the mitzvah based on the Avnei Nezer? He seems to say that there is a mitzvah of owning land, especially if it's income-producing land, but the Tzitz Eliezer explains that it does not mean that you fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's associated to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but it is not a fulfillment of mitzvah midoraisa of living here. Indeed, you have to live in the land in order to fulfill the mitzvah's asay of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.